أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين رب هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى In the last few ayats spoke about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah described as Qalb-e Salim. And thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about the da'wat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a practical demonstration of inviting towards Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the ayat just before this, فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very briefly the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had broken the idols. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was placed in this fire. A plot and a plan of the people of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ, we made them the ones who had lost, the ones who were lower. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was dominant and they were overpowered by the qudrat, the force and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter again very briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that I am going towards my Rabb, towards my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sayahdini, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me. Now here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's intention was that of hijrat. Inni muhajirun ila rabbi was also the words of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that I am going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am going to make this hijrat from one place to the other. The ulama, the historians have stated that the entire incident of Namrud, the fire of Namrud and everything else had taken place in Iraq. And from there, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had intended to make hijrat. One very important aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows in this ayah, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not say that I'm leaving this place, or Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not say that I'm going away from here to another place, but the very important aspect and point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to is ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, that I'm going towards my Allah. And that is one very, very important aspect, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was intent on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was very clear in this intention. And like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the very famous hadith, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِمْرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Many people go from one place to the other for various reasons, but this hijrat, this migration has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when I do this, sayyadeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance will continue, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will continue to guide me. And hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had left, and he had gone to the Levant. He had gone to what is termed as Mulk al-Sham. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam at that point in time had not had any children. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. And again, a lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us here, drawn from the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as a matter of fact, the Quran Kareem is filled with the various du'as of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he continuously turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even when he required, or when he found that there was a need for a child, then he made this du'a and he specified, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, O Allah, grant me a righteous son, a son that is salih, a son that is pious, in other words, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now up to that time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had left with Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and the entire incident we know, when they had come to Egypt, the king of Egypt was a very wicked person, and he interfered with women, more especially if they were the wives of others. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, making hijrat with Hazrat Sarah,
there was this apprehension that Hazrat Sarah will also be molested by this king. And it was at that time that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was questioned about who she was, he said, "She is my sister." Obviously, sister in deen, sister in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister in Islam. And then thereafter, that king did not spare Hazrat Sarah. He made an ill intention. It comes in a narration at that time. Again, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turns his heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as a miracle, the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests itself, that each time, three occasions, the king stretched his hands towards Hazrat Sarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a form of paralysis where he was unable to move his hand. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a very, very important lesson here, that when a person is intent in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes down. And each time he did this, the paralysis took place. He asked her to make dua. She makes dua for him. And he promised her, obviously, that he will not have an evil intention towards her. But yet, he succumbs to his desires. And again, she prays for him. And again, he succumbs to his desires. And for the third time, and on that occasion, he had given her a slave girl of his, which was Hazrat Hajir, or known to us as Hazrat Hajira. Now this Hazrat Hajira was given to Hazrat Sarah. She then in turn gave her to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And it was at this time Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam freed her, had made nikah to her. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Rabbi habli min as-salihin." And Allah says, "Fabashsharnahu bi-ghulamin halim." And then we had given him the glad tidings of a forbearing son, a forbearing child, a child who had the qualities of tolerance and forbearance. And in this way, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us many, many lessons in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The salient amongst them is whatever we do, our intention should always be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the intention had come far before the actual act, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had chalked out a way for us that if we want this qalb salim, a heart that is filled with tawheed, a heart that is filled with ikhlas, we should be ever remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, whatever our needs be, whatever our desires be, first we need to learn to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask the best from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, when you ask for Jannat, then ask for Firdaus. Ask for Jannatul Firdaus, because that is the highest form of Jannat. And such are the lessons of our Nabi and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.